Go, chocolate milk, go. Page 94.
Pick it up, Cass, pick it up! Daddy yelled. I could have picked it up a little, but I could hear Jemmy's breathing so loud it sounded like it was tearing her chest. Her lips were pulled back. We were running about 3 feet apart, but I moved in closer to let her know we were together no matter what. And that's when 40 made her move. Like a blue flash, 40 cut between us. Jemmy told me later that she had heard 40 pulling up, had even heard the sound of her breathing. When she did, Jemmy tried to run faster but couldn't. She had nothing left. Still, she strained forward as if wanting it so badly could get her there first. That's when 40's shoulder clipped hers. It was just a light brush, Jemmy said. Later, when she got over being mad, she had to admit that 40 probably hadn't even noticed. At that moment, one of the guys broke the tape, so there was a huge cheer just as Jemmy fell. Every braid stood out, every bead flashed as she pinwheeled on a twisted ankle, and the crowd roared. It happened in a heartbeat. One second she was with me, the next she was gone. I looked back over my shoulder. As she fell, she threw her arms out. Her body shook with the jolt of hitting the road, and her hands scraped across the pavement. The distance between us was getting wider and wider, and I was still running. Daddy yelled, "Don't look back, Cass! Run!" Number 40 was ahead of me, but not by much. It seemed like she'd used her last kick just getting ahead of us. "Come on, Cass!" Daddy yelled again. If I could catch up with 40, I would be the winner all by myself. Ben was jumping up and down, yelling, "You can do it, Cass!" But I couldn't do it. I couldn't leave Jemmy behind. So I turned back. "Are you crazy, Cass?" Daddy yelled. "You crazy girl!" Jemmy was kneeling on the road. She waved me away. "Go on, get out of here!" Tears streaked her cheeks. Both palms were bleeding. "Go!" "Not without you," I said. So I wouldn't touch her hurt hand, and I grabbed her arm and slung it around my neck. "Come on, let's go." I lifted her up. There was a cheer. Number 40 had crossed the line. "You could have won it, Cass," Jemmy said as we hobbled along. "You could have." The other runners in the pack passed us. There were scattered cheers as they crossed the line. I thought the audience would wander away, but they didn't. They started calling out to us. "Come on, 32! Come on, 33! You can do it!" Jemmy had taken too hard a fall to hurry. Even with most of her weight on me, she could still barely hobble. "Come on!" the crowd shouted. When we stumbled across the line, I was practically carrying her. But everyone was cheering, even Daddy. When I looked at Ben, he grinned and gave me a wink. A woman pointed a camera at us and snapped our picture. Although I couldn't see why. We were the losers. She whipped out a small pad. "Can I get your names, girls?" Jemmy lifted her head up. "Chocolate milk," she said. "Excuse me? Chocolate milk?" "That's right," I said. "We're a team. Jemmy Lewis and Cass Bodine. Chocolate milk."